I remember thinking it would make one hell of a radio play. Armitage told me, "You'll be traveling far, Ted, but it will also be right next door. And for the time being, that's all I can say, except to keep your mouth shut about our arrangement during the 8 weeks before you actually, ship out. Remember that loose lips sink ships. At the risk of inculcating you with paranoia, assume that you are being watched." And, of course, I was watched. Later, too later, in a manner of speaking, I was able to replay my last 2 months in Frisco and realize that the Cantoi were watching me the whole time. The low men. 8. Armitage and 2 other Humes met us outside the Mark Hopkins Hotel, said the voice from the tape recorder. I remember the date with perfect clarity. It was Halloween of 1955. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Me, Jace McGovern, Dave Itaway, Dick, I can't remember his last name. He died about 6 months later. Huma said it was pneumonia, and the rest of the Kaikans backed him up. Kaikan sort of means shit people or shit falcon, if you're interested. But it was suicide, and I knew it if no one else did. The rest, well, remember Doc number 2? The rest were and are like him. Don't tell me what I don't want to know, Si. Don't mess up my worldview. Anyway, the last one was Tanya Leeds. Tough little thing. A pause and a click. Then Ted's voice resumed, sounding temporarily refreshed. The third tape had almost finished. He must have really burned through the rest of the story, Eddie thought, and found that the idea disappointed him. Whatever else he was, Ted was a hell of a good tail spinner.